Hey guys, it's JP Moses and Sean McCloskey. Sean's actually in his car right now, driving on his way to, I guess, a speaking gig in Wisconsin, right?
Yep.
Are you actually in Wisconsin right now?
I am in Wisconsin, en route.
What is the temperature change between Wisconsin and St. Louis where you left this morning?
Oh, about 50 degrees. I left, it was 70 here, it's like negative, no. It's actually none, believe it or not. I've been driving for about 4.5 hours or so, and it's just as nice here as it was when I left.
Rock and roll. Well, listen, let's make this quick and knock it out. The reason that we are on the phone together is because we made a promise to you last Thursday night. As of the time of recording this, it was last Thursday night that we hosted the What's Working Now, How to Crush It in Short Sales webinar. And for those of you who were with us in that session, you know it was a really cool session. We went longer than we planned to by about twice. I mean, we went almost 3 hours, I think, on that. And part of that was because you guys had so many good questions, good, solid, current market questions that we wanted to squeeze in as many of them as possible to the end of that session. So let me just start off by saying, if you didn't catch that session, please go to callwithjp.com, and that'll redirect to the page, and you can be sure and catch that. It's going to be online until the end of this week, and then it's gone. So be sure you have a chance to take that in. We still had some unanswered questions at the end. We just had to go ahead and cut things off. So I used my persuasive NLP tactics on Sean and persuaded him to agree to get on the phone and answer any questions that were left unanswered. Plus, there was a few questions in the comments of the very first blog post you and I made a few weeks ago when we started this whole series, and we haven't had a chance to answer those yet either. So we're going to knock them out here pretty quick. I think that you guys, anybody who is in the real estate game right now, ought to find some aspect of these questions helpful. Real quick, before I ask you the first pending question, though, I know we had a number of people take advantage of your really generous offer for your boot camp. If you guys haven't seen that, that's something else you're going to want to check out as well. Actually, I just realized the URL I gave you, the website I gave you, Call with JP, that takes you to where Sean talks about his boot camp, and you're not going to believe the deal that he's made there. Go check that out there. I'll put a link to the replay of the webinar from Thursday night elsewhere on this post, so you can click through and see that. Some of the questions we got do have to do with that event, though, Sean, so I'm going to toss those in as well and just go ahead and get them all answered together.
Sounds good.
The first one was from somebody who just identified himself as FN. FN says, I have your original home study course. Will the new one be available as an upgrade as a discount?
Yes, it will. And I'm going to leave it at that for right now, only because the whole structure of how we're going to do that isn't completely figured out yet. With us redoing everything, there's going to be some different – well, it just costs a different amount of money for me to actually create the course. So I don't know what that's going to look like yet, but the answer is yes, and I will let all of you existing students know just as soon as it's ready.
Okay, fair enough. Jeff Clayton, Joff Clayton, had a two-parter. The first part really wasn't a question. He just said, I would love to go, but I'm in college and I have tests that next week, and the web viewing might just work out so that I can watch it.
Well, I mean, we're doing, for the first time ever, just for you guys that didn't hear this, for the first time ever, we're doing something called Ustream, where we literally have a video company coming in. They're going to be professionally videoing the event and streaming it via live video to where you can watch it from home. And if you can't watch it from home that weekend, it doesn't matter. It's going to be archived in a recorded area where you'll have access to it after the event as well. So, you know, if it's something that you want to start to learn about, but you just unfortunately can't make that weekend for any reason, whether that be physically or even at your own house, don't let that stop you. Get registered anyway.
All right. The next part of Jeff's question really was the question part, and he says, how is it that Sean gets properties with no money and no credit, and then how do you find the buyer? Now, that's a big question. So
okay.
Maybe you can
say it again, just because my phone just broke up just a little bit. Say it one more time.
Okay. How is it that Sean gets properties with no money and no credit, and then how do you find the buyer?
Oh, good question. All right.
Yeah.
It is a loaded question. There's a lot of answers to that, and man, if I really answered that thoroughly, I would answer it in about 2 hours. But I'll give you an answer to where you should understand the process. There's a couple of ways that you can buy properties and sell them without your own money and credit. Number one, when I provide funding for people, which I do provide funding for my own students that learn how to do these deals, how I teach them, there is no credit check, there's no background check, there's no, you know, all I care about is the deal. You bring a deal, you've already got funding. So you don't need your own money, you don't need your own credit, you need a deal. And that's kind of the key in today's market is, you know, people are saying financing is really hard to get. It's not hard to get when you have a deal and you're dealing with the right people. So that's item number one, if you need money. There's also another strategy called a simultaneous or a double closing where you make an offer to buy a property. Let's say you're making an offer to buy a property for $100,000. And anytime you get an accepted offer on a deal that you're working on, you don't have to close that deal in the next 5 minutes. Usually you get 30 days to close. So if I have something under contract today that I can buy for $100,000, then, and I know in a, you know, sometime in the next month I have to close that deal. Well, I have a month. If I have permission from the homeowner, I have a month now to market that property for resale before I've even had to buy it yet. So if I find a buyer within that month to buy it from me for $110,000, I can literally set up closing either the same day that I buy it or a couple days after I buy it to where I may not even need funds at all. That's called a double closing or a simultaneous closing. Without going into too much detail and taking too much out of this call itself, simultaneous closings, true simultaneous closings, are where you buy a property and you sell it the same day. You don't even bring a single dollar to the table. So you basically tell, you have your person who is paying $110,000 for the property show up to your title company or closing attorney's office with their $110,000. That title company pays off your purchase price at $100,000 and gives you the difference of $10,000. The challenge is those simultaneous closings are becoming a thing of the past. They're still available in some areas. Unfortunately, in most areas, or I should say many areas, maybe not even most yet, in many areas, you're going to need to do what's called a double closing. Same process, but you're going to have to actually physically bring that $100,000 to the table just long enough to close the transaction and sell to the end buyer. So you're literally bringing $100,000 to the table for, you know, a half a day until the transaction is completed, and then you get your $100,000 back with an additional $10,000 for your profit. And that's what we provide. If you guys need that as students of mine, you know, we'll provide you with that $100,000 for the day. So, you know, getting the money right now is not the biggest challenge. The challenge is to negotiate effectively and get the right deal. When you've got the right deal, the other things kind of solve themselves.
Okay, and then the second part, which is still just as loaded, but how do you find the buyer?
Hold on 1 second, because I need to kind of look where I'm going here.
Okay.
Give me about 5 seconds. I just got to follow my little GPS. Okay, now I'm on the right track. All right, so how do I find a buyer? Well, one of the things we touched on the call a little bit is that, you know, one of my strategies is just to make the process easy. You know, how do you sell a house where any monkey can sell it and anybody will want to buy it? And one of the examples I gave is, let's say you have a $200,000 house for sale. How many buyers could you find? What if I gave you a day to sell a house? Could you find a buyer in a day? And I get a lot of people say, well, no, you can't find a buyer for a day. Well, let me ask you a question. What if I was able to sell the house, or what if you were able to sell the house worth $200,000 for $50? Could you find a buyer to buy a $200,000 house from you for $50 in a day? And then when I ask that, everybody says, oh, yeah, I'll buy it for $50, you know. So it's not a matter of can you find a buyer. It's a matter of is it priced aggressively enough to find a buyer that can close quickly. And so, again, I hate to keep pointing back to the purchase, but it's all in the purchase. The only way you can sell a property super cheap so that you can sell it very fast is if you're able to buy it cheap. And I think that's the biggest key in today's market. That's also why some people are failing. You get somebody who did a big rehab job, they can't sell their house, And my first reaction is, well, you know, is it priced aggressively? And they say, well, kind of, you know, it's priced retail for today's market. And I say, you know, nobody's buying at full retail right now. People want a deal. So it's got to be a deal to sell it quickly. And again, just to reiterate, that's where the purchase comes in. That's why you guys as investors need to be master negotiators. You need to be able to find the deals very quickly and find them at aggressive prices so that when you turn around and resell them, any monkey will buy them, period.
I would also just like to refer you, Joff, back to the how Sean sells a house in 3 days video in terms of finding the buyer. That's an extremely powerful tactic. And up to now, it's been available for people who register for the event, but a lot of people just couldn't figure that out. They didn't know how to let the page redirect, and I heard that from a lot of people. So I'm going to go ahead and post that on the blog as a standalone blog post in the next day or so. So check that out. Be sure and watch that. That'll really, really show you some powerful approach to finding buyers.
And to add to that, I mean, there is other tactics to get the property in front of people. And, you know, marketing is the key to making that happen. But it doesn't matter how many people you can get a house in front of. If you get a house that's overpriced in front of 10,000 people, no one is going to buy it. However, you get the same tactic. You now know how to market effectively, and you're able to get a house that's aggressively priced in front of that many people. It should be gone very, very quickly.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I didn't mean to leave the second part out. You have to obviously get the property in front of other people, and marketing is the key to do that, which we show you how to do at the event. But the key is, it doesn't matter how much you market. If it's priced wrong, it ain't going to sell.
Okay, another question we got was from was one of Mike Cellini's questions, and it was when you were describing what you're going to be covering at your boot camp coming up, and you said you're going to go an inch wide and a mile deep, which is something I say a lot too. And Mike says, what the heck does an inch wide and a mile deep mean? But just for clarity, why don't you clear that one up?
Okay, no problem, Mike. Actually, at the event, we're going to go over everything in detail. What I said about the inch wide and a mile deep was when I was referring to the people that register for the event also get a little bit more advanced course that I did with my buddy Steve Cook recently. And that's a two-day audio course that we did. It was a $1,500 event that we did. We recorded it. We've got all of the documents and everything built into a back office so that you guys can all have access to that. And what an inch wide and a mile deep means is, rather than cover a 50,000-foot view on any topics, we basically take eight very, very specific topics, and we cover every single minor detail you can possibly cover about all eight of these topics. And these are very specific niche topics. I'll give you an example. One of them, we talk about how to very specifically get realtors that have short sales, how to get realtors to submit all their short sales to you so that you'll work the short sale deals. And so there's a whole process involved in that, and this is something I – sort of started to create about a year and a half ago, and it worked so well that after we did this one thing, I stopped all of my other marketing. I literally stopped paying for marketing, which at one time was costing me anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 per month. Back when I was doing 60 deals a year, I was spending a lot of money on marketing. Once we did this one tactic where we started focusing on getting realtors to send us leads, referrals don't cost anything until the deal closes. So I literally dropped $5,000 worth of expenses almost overnight with this one tactic. So what we do is we take that strategy and we talk about every detail of how to do it. It ends up being, you know, 2 or 3 hours of content of us going through step by step exactly what to do and how to do it. That's what an inch wide and a mile deep means. Lots of detail on a very specific topic.